I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Donald Trump returns to the U.S. presidency Monday in a ceremony that will be a scaled-down event due to frigid weather, with about 600 people witnessing the change of power inside the Capitol instead of the typical outdoor event where 250,000 people had secured tickets. Trump's day began with a service at St. John's Episcopal Church in Lafayette Square across the street from the White House, which, as Associated Press correspondent Meg Kennard reports, has become a customary part of Inauguration Day.
This sort of ceremony has been tradition for Inauguration Days, going back almost a century, when FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was the first president to take part in this kind of a ceremony. Donald Trump spent last night at Blair House. That is the traditional guest residence for presidents, and it's where the president-elect typically always stays before he is inaugurated. Donald Trump has actually been there for a couple of nights now, but tonight he will be sleeping in the White House as the newly inaugurated president.
That was AP correspondent Meg Kennard reporting. Scott Walterman was on the Washington Capitol Mall Monday to talk to some of the people who came to town for the inauguration, but have been left out in the cold, literally, when the ceremony was moved indoors.
To tell you the truth, it doesn't feel like the coldest inauguration that I've ever covered, but they took the cautious route and moved it indoors, and there are people here on Independence Avenue walking into the National Mall, disappointed, but here nonetheless. What's your name?
Dave Standage.
Dave, where are you from?
Arizona.
What brings you to D.C.?
The inauguration.
It's kind of a disappointment not to see it out here.
Huge disappointment.
The inauguration is set for about an hour. Only people attending are those powerful or connected enough to be inside. Scott Walterman, VOA News, Washington.